Okay, we will select our next eight fleet breaker candidates. You are not participating at this point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. I'll come back to you on the last break. All right, so please come forward. And take the number that I just called out as I pointed at each of you. I'm not sure where it is on the dais. So just look for your number.
I don't know. Wait, I don't know what number I am. I'm just going to sit down. Okay.
Please sit where your number is that I called. Okay. All right, this is mock session number 5. And if each of you would please state your name and the school you're representing, as well as the position you're playing. We'll go ahead and do that now.
I am Natasha Taylor, and I represent Sussex Technical High School. I am the
clerk of the council.
Clerk of the county.
My name is Alyssa Holson. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm the financial director.
Oh, I'm Dominique Tiso. I am from Cape and Lopin High School, and I represent
District 3.
District 3.
I'm Olivia Alton. I'm from Sussex Technical High School, and I'm representing District 4.
I'm Jack Saxon. I'm representing Indian River High School, and I am District 1 and president.
Got it.
I'm Zach Zohart, and I am from Sussex Technical High School. I am representing District 5.
I am Zachariah Fink. I am from Sussex Central, and I'm representing District 2.
I'm Isabella Nicoletti. I'm from Sussex Tech High School, and what am I?
You are the county attorney.
County attorney.
Okay. All right. This council will now hear a presentation from Robert Stewart, the director of EMS, and Joe Hoppe, also representing EMS, on a paramedic student program. Gentlemen.
Good morning. I'm Bob Stewart, the director. This is Joe Hoppe. He's a training coordinator, and he's also the person responsible for hiring our paramedics. And one of the problems that we have is we're a very large department, and just as a matter of information, we have 112 people in our department. 99 of them are paramedics, 6 uniformed, and 93 field paramedics. And the problem that we're getting ready to talk to you about today affects about a fourth of our department over the next several years. So it's a very, very important part of what we do, trying to keep paramedics on the payroll, employed, and working. So we've been faced with this problem over the years, and we've dealt with it several different ways, and we're going to present to you a couple of interesting options for you to consider today and to give us some guidance on how you think we should move forward. I will also tell you we have a large part of the county's budget. We are about $14 million of the county's budget. That's a huge chunk, not to mention we have about a fourth to about a fifth of the county's employees. So we're very large. I'm going to turn it over to Joe Hoppe. Joe's been dealing with this problem now. He's been the training coordinator for a number of years, and he's going to go over the options with you. We gave you a handout. On those handout, it kind of outlines on page 1 the problem, and then we're going to go through the options for you to look at and to give us some guidance on what you think we should do from a council's perspective.
Okay. Thanks, Bob. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for your time this morning. This is a topic that really affects you guys, because it's real simple. The problem's real simple. We have too many of us that look like Bob and I, and not enough that look like you guys. We're getting old. Our department's at almost 25 years old. People are ready to retire, so we're looking at a big turnover coming up. If you look in the background on the handout I gave you, our normal attrition rate is 4 to 5 paramedics per year that we lose. And when I say we lose them, we don't lose them to other paramedic jobs normally. We lose them to becoming physician's assistants, to moving up into administrations of other departments, things such as that. But we still lose them as street paramedics here. This year, we're a little lower. We've only lost 3 year to date this fiscal year. But as you see there, we have 3 employees that are ready to retire and 19 more eligible over the next 5 years. And Bob, what did you say is within April we're looking at?
Yeah, 2 more will be added to that list this month, this coming month.
So it's starting to ramp up. It's starting to become a major problem for us that we have. Part of the problem is a paramedic is somebody you just can't pick somebody off the street and say, I'm going to make you a paramedic, because it's a job that you really have to want to do, have the abilities to do, and finding that person that wants to do it and has the abilities to do it is a unique person. So finding those unique people is part of our problem. The school in Delaware that does that for us is Delaware Technical Community College. It's a very good paramedic school. It's accredited by the national association called CAHIA that accredits paramedic schools, and it is well-versed in making paramedics. But part of the problem is the numbers that they can fill. They can only fill about 12 in a class, and right now they have enough matriculating students through their program to fill one class. However, last year they obtained funding from the legislature to start a second cohort. So normally they would run a class starting in May that would finish the following May, go into field internship, finishing in about Labor Day, and then coming out to us. Now they have one starting in May and a class that just started in January. So they have two classes going, and they've offered us up to four sponsored students if we would like that and so desire. So doing that, we have four different proposals for you to look at. If you look to the next page, the first one is that we hire students in the existing Deltech paramedic program at the beginning of their second year of study. So these are students that have taken all of the background, the anatomy and physiology, the pathophysiology, medical terminology, all of the courses needed to matriculate into the paramedic program. These people are at that point, and they're ready to go into the paramedic program. Now, the paramedic program at Deltech has the most hours of any program at Deltech. And literally, once you're in that paramedic program, it's very tough to work at all because the amount of studies. Dr. McGargle, the state medical director, called it taking 4 years of medical school and cramming it into a year as far as the hours involved. So that's part of the reason to do this is we can't, as people that would want to become paramedics can't, especially people that have families, things such as that. So this would sponsor them from the point that they enter the paramedic program. And as you see there, the cost is significant. For each individual that we would sponsor, we're looking at about $85,500 worth of cost in tuition, in salaries, and in benefits. Now, we list down below the advantages and disadvantages. One of the big advantages to it is this person is committed to us for a five-year period. And we know that they are going to work for us. No other county is going to grab them. No other employer is going to grab them. They are ours. They're going to go through their paramedic program. They're going to do most of their field program with us, so they're going to be familiar with us and making their eventual orientation to Sussex County very easy. The disadvantages is we don't have them for about 16 months until they're done. We are paying them a salary, and they do nothing to help us staff a unit for about 16 months until they get done with school, until they get done with field internship, until they get done with our orientation. They're about 16 months. So those that start this May, if we would hire some for this May's class, they would not be available to us to fill a seat on a paramedic unit until looking at Thanksgiving of the following year. That's how long it takes. So significant amount of money being put out for that. Option B is the field internship sponsorship, which is we let them go through the entire paramedic program until their field internship starts in May at the end of their second year. And we would pick them up then. And as you see, it's much less of a salary. And even some of that might be less because if they are in the SEED program, we wouldn't have to pay their tuition as well. So the cost is $23,493. The advantage to this is we're not paying them as long. It doesn't cost us as much money. We still, when they do their field internship, they still do the majority of it with us, so it cuts down orientation program. The disadvantage, another disadvantage to it is those people that have families, that all that, this doesn't help them get through paramedic school at all. So those are things. Also, we have a real chance of, if, let's say, New Castle County could come up to them in paramedic school and say, we will hire you right now. If you, as a Newcastle County, if you sign with us, we would lose them. We would lose them as a possible employee. So that is a disadvantage to that second one. The third one is a scholarship program. And to be honest with you, this is something we're still having development. And the idea behind that is we're not going to make you an employee. Instead, we are going to give you a scholarship, just like you get a scholarship for any other type of education. Here's the scholarship. You go to school. When you come out, you are obligated to come and be an employee of ours once you graduate for X amount of time to pay the scholarship back. Several advantages. Number one is we're not making you an employee. We don't have to worry about covering your health care, benefits, all of that. So if you fail out of school, let's say, the scholarship is all we've lost. We haven't lost anything in benefits. But there's another advantage, and that is you don't have to go to Del Tech. There are other paramedic programs around the Northeast Corridor here that you could go to. Pittsburgh, for example, there's several up in Pennsylvania. They're also accredited that you might choose to go to rather than going to Del Tech. So it gives you that option to do it. The disadvantages, again, they could be hired by another agency. They don't necessarily have their field internship with us, so their orientation might be longer. And again, it's difficult for that non-traditional student to take the position without benefits, and it limits our pool. And the last thing, option D, is we don't do anything. We wait till you get done with Del Tech. You apply to Sussex County just like any other paramedic does. We interview you and hire you if we choose to. Simplest one, costs us nothing over hiring a paramedic from out of state. So ladies and gentlemen, those are our proposals, and we look for your guidance in what you would like us to do, and we'll entertain any questions at this point.
Any questions from council?
Why would you not just mainly do option B versus option A? Because option B allows them to work for you sooner and costs you less money.
Very good point. It doesn't allow them to work for you any sooner. You're just paying them less amount of time. They still have to get through school. We're just not paying them while they're in school. We're only paying them during their field internship. So we have that. The biggest problem with option B versus option A is if another county is aggressive and wants those people, they could come to Del Tech and say, we will hire you right now and start paying you right now, and then we lose them. It's that simple. Other than that, there's really that could be it. Go on.
Another part of that is that has been the option that we have used on many occasions over the years because, as you just suggested, we can get them into the field quicker from a perspective that it only takes 3 months to complete their field internship. One of the problems in Delaware is there's a shortage of paramedics, and it's also a national problem, but there becomes a bidding issue when you get down to where you only have 8 paramedics to pick from because Del Tech, they start about 12 people, but they only graduate about 8 of those 12, and there are 3 counties with 250 paramedics.
And Delaware State Police.
And Delaware State Police vying for eight graduates. Until they added the second cohort, the problem was much worse. Now it's going to be better that they should be producing somewhere around 15, maybe even as high as 20 paramedics a year, which will help all 3 of the county agencies as well as the state police. So that has been a very attractive alternative for us and one that we've used on occasion. So we're actually leaning towards the scholarship program simply from a cost perspective. It doesn't outlay any of the county's money for salary or benefits. The people most likely are going to graduate, probably with or without our help, and they're going to come knocking on our door for jobs because, you know, we are going to be hiring a lot of paramedics. And we get people knocking on our door from out of state, people that go to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the Pittsburgh Academy at the Center for Emergency Medicine. There's other training academies in Virginia and Pennsylvania and Ohio, up and down the East Coast, that come knocking on our door wanting a job. We like hire a mixture of people because local people tend to, I hate to say, maybe just stay here longer than out-of-state people do. Out-of-state people do come, though, and they plant their roots and they live here. So we kind of like that mixture because it gives us a hybrid system to where we have a good mix of inside and outside folks. But that is a good question, and it, like I said, we have used that one very successfully. Any other questions about either of the options?
Go ahead.
What are the chances that another county agency will approach a student to join their agency rather than ours? What are the chances of that happening?
It's been very good. It's happened to us. We've lost students to Kent and Newcastle that we have thought about. We should be hiring now. Do we hire now? We've hinged on when we hired, and we have lost them to the other agencies. It's not and it all depends on the other agency's attrition rate, whether Kent's losing people in Newcastle, all of that. It's all a matter of timing. But, yes, we have lost student potential employees to other counties.
Yeah. And all 3 counties are facing the same problem. The paramedic system started in 1991 in Delaware across all 3 counties as a state and county-sponsored system. And we all have paramedics that are like, I'll be one of the ones. I hit my 25th anniversary in 2 years, and I'm actually eligible to retire in 4 weeks if I wanted to. So we're going to have a lot of people across all 3 counties looking to retire, and that's going to create probably somewhere in the area of maybe 50 to 75 jobs, almost all in a couple of year period. So we're going to be challenged to try to find good paramedics. And like Joe said, the college is putting out a lot of them right now, with the 12 to 15 to 20 of them, but most of them now are much younger, which is not a bad thing.
This is a good career. I started running on an ambulance at the age of 16. I was a paramedic at the age of 19, and there'll be 30 years this year. So 30-year career, it can be a very good job. Any other questions?
Yes. I see here that this program is currently only offered at the Terry campus in Dover.
Correct.
In the future, is there any possibility of that maybe expanding to Georgetown or the Newcastle campus?
We have asked that question of Del Tech and pushed for that, but the problem is, to run the program, there is a lot of hardware involved, especially simulators, mannequins, things such as that, and you also need a space for it. The lab in Dover is actually an old auto garage that they use. They actually have an ambulance body in there and things like that you can actually do simulations in an ambulance. So having to recreate that at the other campuses, Del Tech isn't too keen on that. So they have it. You can use the prerequisites at the other campuses, anatomy and physiology, but the actual paramedic program, they don't seem too keen on doing it elsewhere.
You do get to do your clinical rotations across the state from Christiana all the way down here to Sussex County. So that's good. And you also get to do your field internship across all three counties. We try to get you in all three counties, but if you're one of our employees, we focus you on trying to get you down here more than the other two counties.
Yeah. Any other questions?
Yes. Okay, sorry. I was just wondering, are there any other options that you guys have tried?
Well, for students?
Yes.
We're all ears.
Yeah.
Well, from the ones that you've given, you say that you've, was it option B you guys have tried before in the past?
We've actually tried all of these except for the scholarship.
And
we actually know all of them.
Which one, in your opinion, would you say has been better?
I would say the most economical one has been the field internship one, because it's shorter. We have had much success in sponsoring students, especially local students. The people that have lived here but can't afford to quit their job and go to school, that maybe have a family, single moms, single dads, people that have obligations that they need that paycheck, but they're from Sussex County, they're local people, and they want to stay here. So it's been successful. You know, whichever way we've done it, it's been successful. And like I said, the scholarship is probably the next evolution of where we might be headed, simply because of cost to the taxpayers that you represent.
You said that there's always that, I guess you say, a worry about other colleges or places coming in and taking your students. Mm-hmm. But have you ever thought that, I know a lot of people in my high school are already involved with medics and like the firehouses and all that. Do you think that maybe if you started with a younger group, maybe you would have a better chance? Because like you said, with option B, there's you get to go in sooner, and that's what a lot of kids look for. They want to get right into it. They might not be able to be paid while they're doing the education, but they have a quicker time getting in. And if you guys talk them a younger age, it'll get them more excited, more wanting to do it for you guys, not for any others.
You're advocating the first option.
B.
Oh, the second one with the field internship.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, either one of those two options, A or B, involves hiring people. Mm-hmm. What we're finding now is that the younger people that get into the paramedic program are going to go and complete the program whether we pretty much help them or not. So the salary isn't as much of a problem, and I'm trying to speak for, like, if you young people want to go to the paramedic program, you might not necessarily need our help, because the young people are living at home, they've got health insurance through their families, their moms and dads are helping them, they've got scholarships, they don't need the salary as much as somebody who's already been out of school several years, has been in the fire service, now they decide they want to go back to school and they don't have the funds. So it's kind of a, which student do we try to attract? And that's where we kind of are. Should we focus more on an economic alternative of scholarships, or should we invest a little bit and get kind of a, you know, invest in these younger people? That's where we're struggling with what to do, and we think the scholarship is probably the most economical version, but it's not going to help people that might need a little help more than just a scholarship help. So we're kind of torn as to what that scholarship should be, how big it should be, and who should get it. But we're thinking now the service is migrating, whether we like it or not, more towards younger people getting involved, And we're attracting people in high school. We're going into health classes and doing those kinds of things, and people are getting excited. Some of the high schools have taught EMT basic, so that you can kind of get an introductory lesson into the EMS service. And some of those people want to go right into being a paramedic, and then they jump right when they graduate from high school, right into the paramedic program. So we're seeing that the migration of the paramedic is becoming a younger person, which is it is very advantageous to be youthful and do this job, because it does require a good degree of physical fitness. And as you age, it doesn't necessarily help you to age in this business.
And I will say option one was also designed for mainly for that EMT and a local fire company to help them. The other options were not. They were more fit, but option one was really designed as a benefit for the EMT, to take an EMT that we knew could be a good paramedic but is already out there working as an EMT and couldn't afford to give up that salary. That was designed for them.
Any more questions? Okay. Questions from the audience? Comments? Sure, come on up. State your name and school, please.
Julie Parsons, DeMarva Christian High School. Is there any advantage that the other paramedic companies are offering to these students that might take them away from you, like a higher salary or a larger number of vacation days or things like that, which might push them to not go with this paramedic agency and to one of the others?
Sure. It was years ago that was very much more the case, especially Newcastle County was paying much better than we are. We have since did some adjustments and came up to that. So really it's who offers them first. The other thing, it's a little different. We all work under the same protocol, so you're same type of paramedic, whichever three counties you work in. But Sussex is a little more laid back. You've heard the term slower, lower Delaware. Well, we are slow. You're not running calls in downtown Wilmington. So you have that. We've actually, when we've done recruitments outside of the state, have told people, if you want fast action, you go to Newcastle County. If you want a little bit more laid back, larger response area, longer transports time, you come here. And so a lot of times it's that kind of thing, what the student wants. Newcastle is also a little bit more militaristic. You are much more a police type thing. And that kind of thing, we're not that way. So those kind of things sway a person. But as far as benefits and salaries, we've pretty much equaled out. Bob, you want to talk about that?
Sponsorship is not something that I think is practiced across the region. Even we're kind of unique in Delaware is that we had such a shortage that the paramedics were, candidates were as competitive to get them. So we were kind of bidding against Kent County, Newcastle County, and even the state police were snagging up some of these folks. So it was really competitive. Expanding the cohorts to two is really going to help all three counties. So we're thinking that we don't have to necessarily be as competitive. We can pull back on the funds a little bit, wait for people to graduate, and either give them a scholarship, pick them up late in the game, which is option B, versus sponsoring them from the start, which is the most expensive option A, of like $85,000 a person. So that's where we kind of are. We also need to realize that we're stewards of the county's money. It's taxpayers' money that are paying for this. And we have to get a long-term investment out of this if we're going to put a lot of money into a person. Plus, you're giving them a tremendous benefit. Getting a paramedic education, having that certificate, getting even a two-year, most of them get two-year degrees out of it, because once they finish the 16 months with us, they only have 4 months to finish school to get their degree. So it's a win-win-win for the person who wants to become a paramedic in Sussex County. It's just gotten to where it's become very expensive. So with that said, we are very much leaning towards the scholarship part now.
Any other comments from the students? Come on up, please.
Sorry, read your time.
My name is Tayshawn Durain from Sussex Technical High School. And I was wondering, is it possible for you guys to do, like, two options, like, vice versa towards age? And, like, if a person's younger, they don't really need as much benefits, I guess you would say, and they would just more towards the scholarships. I know me, I would go towards the scholarships and everything more than, I don't know, I would go towards the benefits, but, you know, scholarships more as you're younger because, you know, free is the best. Vice versa, as you get older, like, older people that are trying to go into the system, do the benefits like option B.
We could very much consider doing two. It doesn't mean that we can't stick to just one option. It's a good question. You know, we could run it to where we do pick up people late in the game in option B and still offer scholarships to others. But Then you get into that situation where you treated me differently than the other. You know, you got a better benefit because you were employee. I got the worst benefit because you just gave me a scholarship. But you're right. Some people don't need to be an employee. Some people would rather have the scholarship and then go from there. But that says we can't try two options. Even if we decide to do that, if we did a scholarship option as the primary, we could always go to council through Todd and get approval to hire one or two or three students in a class that was finishing up because we needed them desperately. And we knew that the other counties were coming after them, so to speak.
Okay. I think we're at that point.
Okay. At this point, it would be the time for you to ask any further questions you've heard from the public. And if you feel comfortable enough, you can go ahead and make a motion for one of the options before you. How many options are there? Three?
A, B, C, and D.
Four options. So if one of you wants to make a motion to adopt option whatever, if there is not a second on that, then that would die for lack of a second. Someone else could then say, well, I want to go with option B. I make a motion for option B. If someone seconds that, then you have to vote on that, and it's an up or down situation. If you don't have enough support for that and it fails, then someone could then say, well, now I make a motion for option C. You get it. So, Mr. President?
I make a motion to...
President can't make a motion. You have to call for someone to make a motion, so...
Does anyone have a motion?
I make a motion for option B.
I second that.
Okay. So now you have a live matter before you to consider. It would be appropriate to call for the vote and see where it goes.
I vote yes.
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 Okay. Motion carries 8-0 for option B. There you go. Now, Mr.
Thank
Stewart.
Thank you very much for your support
how
today.
How was that handled by the real council?
Well, we've done it every way, which way you can. Actually, last year in May, we hired three students that were doing a field internship in May. Finished them up. They are active medics at the last one, finishing in December of this year and out of the trucks. And then in January, we hired three students that were halfway through their paramedic program and picked them up and have started them as employees. They will finish in May and start their field internship. So we've done a little bit of a hybrid of A, but not quite A. Years past, we did A before. So we've been doing about everything you can think of. And for a couple of years, we did nothing.
We did option D for several years. We did nothing. And the scholarship has kind of been the latest thing that we've tossed around only because of cost. But we thank you very much for your insight today. Much appreciated. And thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Come down.